Let's start by closing the eyes. Bring to mind someone or multiple people who have given you a kind of love and support without which you could not be where you are today. These are the people who have loved you into being, nourished who you are, accepted you without judgment. Those who have believed in you, encouraged you, made you more brave. Give yourself time to recall these people and moments and see the imprint they have left behind. If you have a lot of people that come to mind, perhaps you visualize filling up an entire room full of your supportive friends. If you don't have anyone who really comes to mind at this time, perhaps you might consider an imaginary entity or friend. They might be inspired by something you've read in a book or seen in a movie, or inspired by a kind of archetype of love. The warm, nurturing archetype of a mother, or a strong, benevolent father, a wise elder, grandparent, or fairy godmother, a best friend, a lover. Continue to recall the details of this person or persons until you can feel their presence before you, see their face, and sense their stature, hear the sound of their voice. Notice how you feel in your body as you summon the energy of this supportive being in your life. Allow this vision to be materialized into all of your senses. Can you feel the resonance of kindness? Now, wrap your arms around your own chest and simply imagine that these are the arms of your beloved. Let yourself be held and assured. Receive the warmth of this physical touch. You may dwell here in these arms. Take refuge. You may hold this communion as long as you need. Each lifetime is so full of experiences. This reservoir of human memory is one place where we can pull from to gather the richness of these experiences. In this way, memory and imagination become our superpowers. As we call forward these moments, they become alive in us again. We can conjure sensations of love and connection and witness our perceived reality being transfigured. We can learn to direct awareness in such a way that we are elevated rather than enslaved by our thoughts. It takes focus and practice, but this can be a powerful tool when we feel isolated or experience moments of fear or loneliness. We call upon these resources to give us strength when we need it most. May this practice give you the courage you need to sit with all that arises in you today. Namaste.